Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're plunging into the golden spice, turmeric. Specifically, its star compound, curcumin. It's, celebrated in traditional medicine for ages, revered for its potential anti-inflammatory, antioxidant benefits. We see impressive results in the lab all the time.
Absolutely. In vitro, it looks fantastic.
But here's where it gets really interesting and maybe a bit frustrating for scientists. There's this curcumin paradox.
Right.
Despite looking so potent in a test tube, standard curcumin is actually incredibly difficult for your body to absorb. Like, very little makes it into your bloodstream to do its work.
That's the core issue, yeah.
So our mission today is
Yeah.
basically to unpack how science is, well, brilliantly overcoming this challenge and what that actually means for you.
Exactly. The challenge isn't the molecule itself, it's the journey it takes in the body. Standard curcumin suffers from what we call poor bioavailability.
Bioavailability,
Yeah.
meaning how much actually gets used by the body.
Precisely. And what's fascinating here is why it struggles. First off, it's fat soluble, not water soluble, which makes it a tough fit for absorption in our gut, which is, mostly water. Think oil and water, they just don't mix easily.
Makes sense.
Second, it gets broken down really fast. In the intestines and the liver, it's metabolized into forms that are easily excreted before they can even act properly.
So it's sort of neutralized before it gets going.
In a way, yes. And finally, any tiny bit of free curcumin that does manage to sneak into the bloodstream has a very, very short life. It's cleared out quickly.
Wow. Okay. So it's fighting an uphill battle on multiple fronts.
Definitely. Which raises that key question: if it's barely absorbed, does just taking massive doses help?
You'd think maybe some would get through eventually.
Well, clinical trials emphatically say no. It often just leads to disappointing results and, frankly, uncomfortable side effects like stomach upset.
Right.
So it really shows us that the milligram count you see on the bottle isn't the most important factor here. It's all about the delivery system. How do you get it there?
That sounds like a classic scientific puzzle. Then a great compound that just can't get to where it needs to go easily.
Yeah.
So what does this mean for actually getting curcumin to work? How have scientists gotten creative?
Oh, they've been very creative. We've seen several really standout approaches emerge to tackle these absorption issues head on.
Okay.
So first, there's sort of a sustained release matrix approach. A good example is microactive curcumin.
Microactive, okay.
Yeah, imagine tiny curcumin particles embedded in a special polymer coating. It slowly releases them over many hours, kind of like a time release capsule.
Ah, interesting. So it lasts longer.
Exactly. The clinical data is robust on this one. It shows a 12 plus hour sustained release. And importantly, it's shown to be about 10 times more bioavailable than just standard curcumin powder. So if you're looking for duration, that's a key one.
12 hours and 10 times better absorption. That's significant. What else?
Next up, we have lipid-based formulations. Think Mareve phytosome.
Mareve, heard of that one.
Right, it's quite well known. This tech essentially wraps curcumin in friendly fats, phospholipids, which are very similar to what our own cell membranes are made of.
So it sort of tricks the body into absorbing it better.
That's a good way to put it. It makes it super easy for your body to absorb. Mareve is actually the most extensively studied formulation, showing something like 29-fold greater absorption of total curcuminoids compared to standard curcumin.
29 times, wow.
Yeah, it's a big jump. And some brands, like Thorne, even offer a sustained release version of Mareve, trying to get those all-day effects.
Okay, so we have long-lasting and super absorbable. Is there a third approach?
There is. It's more about making it water dispersible. Think Term XTA 60N.
Term XTRA.
Got it. This one makes curcumin instantly water friendly. Its main claim to fame is achieving bioequivalence, but at a dramatically lower dose.
Lower dose. How much lower?
Get this. A single 250 milligram capsule is suggested to deliver comparable benefits to a 1,575 milligram dose of standard 95% curcumin extract.
Whoa, that's a huge difference.
It really is. It supports a very convenient one-a-day kind of dosing regimen. And the focus is on a sustained clinical effect, maybe even more than just blood levels over time.
Huh. So it's clear there really isn't one single best solution then. It's more like a landscape of different strengths, long duration, super high absorption, low dose efficiency.
Exactly. Different tools for potentially different needs.
That sounds incredibly promising. But I have to ask, does all this advanced engineering making curcumin so much more potent in the body come with any downsides or, increased costs?
That's a crucial question, and yes, we need to consider that. If we look at the bigger picture, enhancing the benefits like this also means we need to look carefully at safety. Delivering a higher systemic dose, meaning more active compounds circulating in your body, well, that can increase risk.
Okay, what kind of risks are we talking about?
Well, there's an emerging concern, though it seems rare, about potential liver injury, particularly linked to some of these enhanced absorption formulas.
Liver injury? That sounds serious.
It is, and regulatory bodies like Australia's TGA, for example, have actually issued warnings. It's really crucial for people to watch for symptoms like yellowing of the skin, or eyes that's jaundice, or dark urine, unusual fatigue, things like that.
Good to know. Any other interactions?
Yes, curcumin can interact with some common medications. For instance, it may slow blood clotting.
Okay.
So it could potentially amplify the effects of blood thinners, you know, like warfarin or even aspirin. That's important.
Definitely.
It can also lower blood sugar. So if someone's taking diabetes drugs, combining them with potent curcumin might increase the risk of hypoglycemia. That's dangerously low blood sugar. And caution is generally advised for people with hormone-sensitive conditions like certain types of cancer or if you have gallstones. Best to avoid it then or discuss it very carefully with a doctor.
Lots to consider there.
And one last point on safety, remember, the supplement market isn't regulated as tightly as pharmaceuticals.
Right. Quality can vary a lot.
Hugely. So it's really important to look for products with third-party certifications, think NSF or USP seals. Also, check if they adhere to CGMP, which stands for Current Good Manufacturing Practices.
Basically, quality control standards.
Exactly. It helps ensure you're getting what the label says and helps avoid risks like, say, hidden synthetic curcumin or even toxic dyes, which have unfortunately been found in some cheaper products.
Wow. Okay, so choose wisely and look for those quality markers. This deep dive really reveals a vibrant and innovative world around curcumin supplements.
Yeah, it really does.
We've seen that true effectiveness isn't just about grabbing the bottle with the highest milligram count. It's much more about the smart science behind getting it into your system and keeping it there. It's fascinating how they've cracked that absorption code in different ways.
It truly is remarkable innovation. And perhaps here's a final thought for you to mull over.
Oh.
Given these powerful effects we've discussed and the potential interactions, especially with these advanced high bioavailability formulations, it is absolutely really non-negotiable to consult with a physician or another qualified healthcare practitioner before starting any new supplement, including these curcumin products.
So talk to your doctor first.
Absolutely. Your health situation is unique, and getting that personalized guidance ensures both safety and that you're choosing something that's actually right and effective for you.